We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orachaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Tfilas HaMincha, Halacha Vov, Paragraph Hey. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh Bechinas Tfilas Arvis Shetiken Yaakov. Based on everything we spoke about till now, this will help us understand and clarify the Tfilah of Meiriv, which Yaakov Avinu established. Ki Yaakov hu Shleimus Ovois. Yaakov Avinu represents the best of the Ovois HaKdoshim, the one who achieved the greatest degree of Shleimus, of completion. V'hu Iker HaTikun Shel Chet Odom Rishon Shepogam BeBechinas HaChoivam Anal Kanal. And Yaakov Avinu was the one who was most successful in being Mesakein the Choivlim, the Pegama the Choivlim, which we said came as was started as a result of the Pegama the Eitz Hadas with Odom Rishon. Ki Avraham hischil hamshich b'chinas hanoyam al yidei ribuy hacheset shoso. Because Avraham Avinu started drawing this noyam ho'elyon, this heavenly sweetness, through the tremendous acts of kindness that he did. His achnos esorchim, his kiruv, his tzedakos. Ki hoyo nediv leiv horishon. He was the first one who showed such generosity, who was so outgoing, who went out to the world. He broadcasted Hashem to the world. That's the greatest chesed of all, to bring people close to Hashem, to take people. The pasuk says, Ashrei maskil el dol. Fortunate is a person who gives seichel to a person who's lacking in seichel. Ein oni elam adas. V'alkein tikein shachris kanal. And that's why Avraham Avinu was zoicha to be mesakin shachris. V'yitzchok osak lahamtik b'chinas achoivlim kedei shelo yifkuma sanimim. The avoid of Yitzchok Avinu was to sweeten the Choivlim. Choivlim come from Midas Hadin, judgment, harshness, Gvura. His job was to sweeten the Choivlim so that they shouldn't mess up the Ne'imim, so that when they join up with the Ne'imim, they should be corrected via the Ne'imim, not Chas V'Shalom, that they should go ahead and spoil the Ne'imim. Shezeh b'chinas Tfilas HaMincho Kanal. This is the Tfilas Mincho which Yitzchok Avinu established. V'Yaakov Hu Iker HaTikun, Yaakov Avinu, who is called Bechir Shebovois, the choicest one of the Ovois, he was the one who accomplished this Tikun to the fullest sense. V'alkein Tikun Arvis Shehu Tikun Nifla Shehiskin Lespalel Gam Baleilois Beis His Gabrus HaChoshech. This is why Yaakov Avinu succeeded in establishing the Tefillah of Meiriv, which is an incredible Tikun, the fact that we have the ability to daven at night, in the thickest of the darkness. She'oz ikar shlitas ha-choivlim ha-pegumim legamri. That's a time when these choivlim, this sitrachra, these forces of tumah, of machloikis, which are most defective, at night is when they're most powerful. Ki boy tirmois kol chai soyoar, because as the Zohar HaKodesh, the Sforam HaKodeshim tell us, that during the night time is when the wild animals roam. That symbolizes the forces of Tumah, the forces of Sitrachra, the killer forces. Shehem b'chinas choivlim umazikim. These wild animals and these forces of Tumah are known as choivlim, mazikim. The mechablei alma, destroyers of the world. Ki kol hamazikim nekroi mechablim. Because we know that usually mazikim, those who do harm and damage, are known as mechablim. Unfortunately, in today's times, this word has taken on an interesting connotation to refer to the worst element of mankind, people who are capable of murdering other human beings without any discretion at all and have no problem killing themselves in order to kill others. V'koichom, these are called mechablim. V'koichom al yidei pegam hoaveirois shneikroim b'loshen chabola. These forces of tumah, of machloikis, of darkness, they draw their strength from averois, from the averois that chas v'shalom Jews are nichshol in, which are also called chabalah. Kemo shekosuv, as the pasuk says in the beginning of Nehemiah, chavoil chovalnu loch, we have sinned against you, and the word that's used is chabalah. Voiker al yedei pigam habris. Rav Nosson Zal tells us, and we know that the worst, the most powerful and most serious of all the averois that generates these mechablim is pigam habris, sins that a person commits related to kedusha, holiness, relationship with men and women, that whole topic. Shehu Iker Pegam Haneimim. That's the thing that harms the Neimim the most. Kemuvan Batoiranal, as is explained in the chapter on the Kutimran that this halacha is based on. Because we said before that the Hoylodo, the greatest Kvoid Shamayim, the greatest Hizgalus of the Kovod of Hashem, comes about through Hoylodo, through birth. And because the Sitra Achra knows that, it lurks right over there in that place from which births come forth. There, the Sitra Achra tries to make the greatest forms of Tumah, of things that go against Hashem, for Chas V'Shalom, for men and women to be Nichshalim. V'Alkein Nikra B'Shem Chabolo, and this is why Pegam HaBris is also referred to as destruction, Chabalah. K'may Shekosev, as the Pasuk says, by the Mabul, during the time of Noach, Ki hishchis kol bosor es darko yaloretz. Hashchasa. Hashchasa is like chabola. The targum of that pasuk, ki hishchis kol bosor is, are chabilu orcheon. They destroyed their path. So we see that Pegam HaBris is this chabola, these choivlim. Ve'ikar shlitosom balaylo. And these choivlim, we mentioned before that their main power is at night. Sheshom ikar achizas Pegam HaBris. Because that's the main time when Pegam HaBris is prevalent, when a person is most vulnerable, Chas V'Shalom. Bechinas Mikra Laila, Rachmona Litzlan. We know that one of the most severe forms of Pegam HaBris is Mikra Laila, which generally occurs in the evening, at nighttime. Ukamay Shekosov, and as the Pasuk says, Bochanto Libi, you have tested my heart, Pokadato Laila, you've counted the nights, Seraftani Baltimso, you've tested me and you haven't found any wrong in me. Ukama Shapirish Rashi Sham. Rashi HaKodesh says there that this refers to the Dovra Melech praising his Tikkun HaBris, specifically at nighttime. Vialkein Balailo Ein Zman Tfilo Minadin. And it's for this reason that Alpi Halocha, Alpi General Halocha, there's no Chiyuv of Tfila at nighttime as much as by day. Shachris and Mincha correspond to the Tomid Shel Shachar, Tomid Shel Ben Arbaim. The Tfilas Arvist is a whole machloikis in the Gemara, whether it's Choyv or Rishus. Me'achar She'oz Mistalkin HaMoichin. Since nighttime is a time when the Moichin leaves, the light leaves. Shehim Bechinas Noyam, the Moichin which are called Noyam, leaves Legamri, completely. Shezeo Bechinas Mashakosu B'Zoyar, this is what the Zoyar HaKodesh says, Kadlelio Poris Gadfoho Al Almo. When the nighttime spreads its wings over the earth, the darkness spreads its wings over the world, Kol Tare de Gan Eden Stimen, all the gates of Gan Eden are closed, which means Ki beGan Eden Iker Hamshochas Hanoyam, because Gan Eden is the place from which we draw this Noyam, this heavenly sweetness, Shehu Bechinas Eden, which was, as we mentioned in the previous paragraph, which is referred to as Eden. Eden, Ayin Loy Roa Sokanal. The Pasuk says Eden is something which no human eye has seen. It's a pleasure that surpasses anything we can imagine. That's this Noyam. Ubalailo Tare de Gan Eden Stimen. And during the night time, the gates of Gan Eden are closed. Ki Oz Mistalken HaMoichin Bechinas Noyam Legamri. Because during the night time, the Moichin are Nistali completely. The Noyam shuts down completely. Kimavur Bekavonos, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. V'alkein lo yhoyoroi l'sakin tfilo balayla. Therefore, it would seem as if nighttime is not a time for tfila, because we learned earlier that one of the main things that tfila is for is to draw moichin digdusha, to draw this noyam. We say in the davening on Shabbos, ki noim nova sehila. Sehila, our tfila, is noim, is for the sake of noyam hoelyoin. So if at night time the Noyam Elyon shuts down, you would think that the Tefillah shuts down also. Aval Yaakov begoidel koichoi tikein lispalel gam balayla. However, Yaakov Avinu, who was so great at tzaddik, he was zoicha to be able to establish a tikkun of Tefillah even at night time. Shei bechinas Tefillas arvish shetikein. Ki Yaakov hu bechinas emes. Because we know that the mid of Yaakov Avinu is emes, k'mayshikosuv titein emes liyaakov, validei emes iker tikun shel kol hachoyvlim sheboilam shem bechinas machloikis, and emes is that item which has the ability to correct, to be mesakein all the choyvlim of the world, which are an aspect of machlokes. Chovle means machlokes. Emes has the ability to dispel, to eliminate all machlokes. Ki Yitzchok, we know that nowadays, unfortunately, that's what the machlokes is all about. The machlokes is all about who's the emes. The Gemara says that the emes nase adorim adorim, that in the generation preceding Mashiach, the emes is going to, they're going to be groups. Each group is going to claim that they have the emes. Ki Yitzchok hischil esakin achoivlim, because Yitzchok Avinu was the one who started being mesakin the choivlim. V'alkein tikein tfilas mincho shi bayoim rak shemaschil aroiv sheoz hascholas achizas achoivlim kanal. And he was the one who established mincho, which even though it's still daytime, but it's when the night is beginning, the sun is starting to go down, which is when these forces of choivlim are starting up. Avol Yaakov tikein tfilas arvis, however Yaakov Avinu was zechtim in sakin arvis shenucha lehispalel afilu becheshkas laila, that a yid has the ability, has the schutz, the privilege to daven tashem even in the thick, full darkness of night. Bo'eis shemizgabrim beyoyser chas v'shom, when these choivlim are strongest. V'zeh zochol esakein machmashua yobchin asemes kanal. Yaakov Avinu was zechtim in sakin this because he was so powerful in his emes. V'yalidei emes nizbatlin kol hachoivlim sheboilam. And when a person is zochet to emes, emes has the ability to eliminate all the choivlim of the world. Ki ikar yinikas hachoivlim hun mamachloikas kanal. Because as we mentioned earlier, the main yinika of these choivlim draw their power from machloikas, from suffik. Suffik comes about when there's a lack of clarity. Doubt, poiseach al shtei sifim. When the light is turned on, when it's clear, clear is emes, Hashem oircho v'amitcho, then there's no machlekes. Clear, there can be no two opinions. U'betchila maschel machlekes bigdusha. We know that machlekes starts out, its source of origin is in the kiddusha. There's machlekes in Torah Shebal Peh, kosher posel, tomei Torah, osamuter. But unfortunately, the machlokes of Kedusha sometimes gets pulled down in this physical world by the forces of the Sitra Achra, ad shenase machlokes gomor, until it becomes real machlokes, where instead of people being able to disagree peacefully, they disagree with hate and venom and rachman al-tzlan, lack of peace, machlokes. Ad shenishave achizas haklipois legamri, to the point where the klipois take complete hold of this, shemishom kol hachatoim, which is the cause of all sins, shenikroim choivlim, which are called choivlim, as we mentioned before. Avol al yedei emes nizbatel kol minei machloikes, but emes has the ability to eliminate all types of machloikes. Now listen to these words. Every word here is hand-picked. Because a person whose intentions are pure truth, their intentions are pure sincerity, 100% emes lamitoi. Rav Nosson Zal doesn't settle for the word emes here now. Now he's talking about the highest degree of emes. Lo yazik loy shum machloikes. Such a person will not be harmed by any conflict, controversy, machloikis, me'acha shehu chofetz rak bo ha'emes. Since this person is 100% pure, his intentions are 100% for emes. Ki ikar yinik, and we know Rav Nosson Zal writes in many places that in emes there are many dargois. Let no person fool them. Of course I'm emes. Every yid is emes. Everybody knows that. In emes, there are millions of dargois. And here he's getting very serious. He's talking about a person who has no ulterior motives, a person who has no desire for kovod, no midas hanitzochon, he has nothing to prove, he's not looking to be right. He's really, with the utmost of purity, searching for Hashem. Hashem is the essence, the ultimate emes. And the Torah Gdoisha, which is the purest emes, and the true tzadikim, which are the, again, all of this emes. Ki ikar yinikoso mi machloike shebigdusha, because the main yinika of machloikes of choivlim comes from machloikes of kedusha, shehachachomim choilkim balocha, whereby the chachomim amitim disagree in matters of halacha, זה אויסר וזה מטיר, ואלו החכמים שניהם מסכוונים אל הואמס. However, those chachomim, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, their kavona was the emes. They were searching, what does Hashem want? That was their interest. Rak sheze nira ladaitoy kach, v'ze lehepech. It's just that it appeared to this one that this is what Hashem says, and it appeared to the other one that Hashem says differently. Umi shechofetz be'emes, a person who is really, really sincere in looking for the emes, wanting only emes, einoy mazik loy zeh hamachloikes klal. This conflict, the fact that there's conflict in the Torah HaKadosh itself, that the fact that there are so many different opinions, the Mechaber, the Ramo, and this one, and that one, and all these different opinions, it doesn't harm him in any way. Why? It doesn't disturb him even in any way. Ki mamin shebe emes elu veelu divrei lekim chayim kemoi shem razal, because he believes b'emuna shlema that both of these are the word of Hashem. Both of these opinions come from Hashem, and therefore they are part of a oneness. The Rosh Hashanah of divrei elokim chayim is the word echod. Elu voelu, these two which seem to be, this one says osur, this one says mutar. How in the world could you say that they're both one? They are one. They are definitely one. A person who studies the Torah deeply gets to know, gets to understand how what seems on the surface to be machloikis is not machloikis. They could be talking about different circumstances, different situations, different groups of people. You have, for example, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, who said that a person has to sit and learn all day. And you have Rabbi Shmuel, who said, Toiv Torim Derech Eretz. And the Gemara goes and says, many tried to do what Rabbi Shimon said and were not successful. Many tried to do Rabbi Shmuel and they were successful. Person would say, hold on a second. You're talking about Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal. The Torah's definition of a chacham, ezeu chacham horoyes hanoilad. Chacham is not a person who sees what's in front of him. Chacham is one who understands that if I do this and this, it's going to lead to this and this. He knows what. You're going to tell me Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal proposed a way of life and people tried it and they failed? Can't be. The answer is, it's very simple. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal was addressing group A and Rabbi Shmuel was addressing group B. For group A, for a small element of Yidden who are qualified for Torah Umanosai, people who can sit and study Torah Yoimon Valayla with Dveikus, with Emes, real serious, put themselves in it, nothing, you know, where this is their life, for them, they will succeed 100%. For the Harbe, the Torah says Harbe, for the masses, if the masses try to do that, of course it won't work. It's not for the, Rabbi Shimon Yochai Zal wasn't addressing them. He was addressing his Talmidim, his elite Talmidim, who were qualified and capable, as we see. They produced the Zohar HaKadosh, they produced the Shas Bavli, Shas Yerushalmi. Look what came out of that. Here's an example. I'm just, there are so many different examples throughout the Likutei Moran of things that seem to be a machloikis. It's not a machloikis at all. But even if we don't understand it, we believe, b'emunah shleima, that in the Torah HaKadosh, whatever seems to be machloikis, elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim. And our rabbis have taught us what the rules of the game are, how we deal with this type of machloikis. They've given us certain rules. When it's a doraisa issue and there's doubt, we go lechumra. When it's a rabbinical issue, we go lekula. Many different rules that we have. And so too, regarding the machloikis that exists among tzaddikim and ksherim sometimes, that you have different groups going on different drachim and avodas Hashem, and there seems to be conflict. They seem to be very different from each other. Kishechofetz rak be'emes. If a person's interest is only in emes, no nitzochin, no other nonsense, einoy mazik loy klal. That stuff will not harm him. Ki chofetz be'emes, moisrin loy malach shel emes, ve'yizke leida ho'emes. Because the Gemara tells us that a person who is really, really sincere and really wants only the emes, Hashem gives him a malach shel emes. Hashem puts a shmir on such a person and helps him navigate through all the different situations. Ve'yizke leida ho'emes. And that person will be zecher to know the truth. מכל שכן, כשהחלקים הם אנושים, that's even by the מחלוקת שבין הצדיקים. Now רב נוסן זל says, מכל שכן, כשהחלקים הם אנושים גסים, או אנושים קלים ורשועים. How much more so, if we're talking about מחלוקת, where there are a bunch of drunks, or a bunch of amaratzim, people who are not learned, people who are not serious about Yiddishkeit, and they make fun of a tzaddik, or they make fun of chassidim, or they make fun of a certain derech and avodas Hashem, bevada yucha lohov and eichon emes, a person who is honest and sincere, really sincere, will be able to see right away which side he's on, if they're right, if their arguments are correct. Ki emes hu oir Hashem yizborach bi'atzmoi, because emes is the light of Hashem himself. Umi shechofetz be'emes lamitoi, and a person who wants the real, real truth, meir lo Hashem yizborach bi'atzmoi lotzeis mitoi ha'choshech v'afela. Hashem himself lights up a path for this person to be able to get out of all of his darkness, all of his confusion, all of his doubts, and to bring him to a clarity. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in two chapters in the Gemara, Torah Tes in the first chelik and Torah Kuf Yud Beis in the second chelik, Ayin Shom B'Simen Tes. This is the importance, the significance of this tefillah of Ma'ariv which Yaakov Avinu gave us. Shehu bechinas emes. Yaakov Avinu is emes. Shaydei ze tiken shenucha lehispalel gam bo'eis cheshkas lailo. He gave us the ability to daven to Hashem even in the darkness of night. Gam bo'eis shlitas hachoivlim b'yoser. When the choivlim are most powerful, when the forces of Sitra Achra are at their greatest height. Ki ho emes meir betoich toikev hachoishech v'afelo. Because emes is something that has the ability to light up a path even in the thickest darkness. Ki emes where Hashem yizborach bi'atzmo. Emes is mamish, the light of Hashem himself. Shal ze nemar, about which the Torah says, ki eshev b'chosech Hashem oirli. Even if I'm sitting in darkness, Hashem is light for me. For me, I see, I have clarity, I have light. Uchsiv ki ato toyer neiri Hashem alika yagia choshchi. Again, uchsiv gam ki elech begeit salmoves lo yiro ro ki ati amodi. Even if I walk in the valley of death, I'm not afraid, because for me it's not dark. I have light. I have clarity. V'alkein Yaakov shubachinas emes shetikin tefillah. Now, I just want to stick this in for a moment. Rav Nosson Zal says this in one of the places in Hilchos Tefillah. When we say that Yaakov is emes, that doesn't mean that Avram and Yitzchak were sheker, chas v'shalom. Obviously, everything, there's levels, there's dargos. We're saying that Yaakov Avinu is called Bechir Shebavois, his emes was the highest form of emes. And here again, this is, a Jew is not allowed to say, all tzaddikim are equal, they're all, that's sheker, that's a mistake. Each tzaddik has his nekuda. Avram Avinu's nekuda was chesed. Avram Avinu was an isho emes. He knew how to use midas hagvura when he had to also. He was a well-rounded tzaddik. But he had a certain netiyah to chesed. His neshama was not to there. Yaakov Avinu, his emes was the purest emes, even of the ovois hakdoshim. His emes was higher than the emes of Avram and Yitzchak. That we can say, that the Torah says. V'alkein Yaakov shubchinas emes shetikin tefilas arves lespal gam betoich toikef hachoshech al yidei goydel ho emes shehimshich boilam, because of the fact that Yaakov Avinu brought such powerful emes into the world, which made it possible to daven even at nighttime, al kein hu ikar hatikin shel hachoivlim. That's why he is the most effective one in correcting these choivlim. Kihu einoi misyore shelo yizgabru pegam achoivlem abgumim biyoser v'yizkalkalu gamas hanimim chasishlom kanam. He's not afraid of the defectiveness of the choivlem, of the worst choivlem going ahead and messing up the ne'imim. Ki kol minei choivlem shem kol minei machloikes v'kashis u'sveikos hamachshichim es oilam nizbatlim keneget nekuda soem eslamito yishubchin es Yaakov. Because all types of machloikis, questions, doubts, which darken the world, they all become null and void. They melt away in the presence of the nekuda of emes lamitoi, which is Yaakov Avinu. ki ho emes eid liatzmoi, because the Torah says the truth is its best testimony. It testifies for itself. V'chol zeh machma sheYaakov zocho letikun habris b'shleimus. Why was Yaakov Avinu zocho to such a shleimus of emes? Because he was zocho to tikun habris b'shleimus. K'may shekosuv reishis oini, k'may shomer hazal. As Yaakov Avinu testified about himself, that Yehuda was his first seed, as the Gemara says. V'loy pogam b'amshochas hanimim lanos atzmoy klal uklal. Meaning that Yaakov Avinu was never poigim in these ne'imim, this sweetness, the pleasures of this world, the physical pleasures of using it for himself in any way. We know that all the taivos, all the physical desires, whether it's taivos achila, taivos noshim, all of those are referred to as a type of nimus. It's a sweetness that the Yetzirah tempts the person with. Try this, you'll enjoy it. This is a pleasure. Yaakov Avinu was never nichshal in that pleasure. His tikkun habris was b'shleimus. His first zera was Ruvain, his son. Al kein hoisa mitosoi shleima. This is why he was zeichet to mito shleima. His bed was pure. All of his children were religious. Not like Avram Avinu, who had a Yishmoel. Not like Yitzchok Avinu, who had an Esav. V'lo yotzi menu shum psul, kama shiyotza mi Avram v'Yitzchok, Yishmoel v'Esav. Sheheim ikar ha-choivlim, shehechrivu es ha-beis ha-mikdosh, v'higlu es Yisrael me'artzom, sheshom anoyam. We find that Yaakov Avinu, from him came forth all good. Not like Avram and Yitzchok, who brought forth Esav and Yishmoel, who are the main choivlim mechablim of the world, who destroyed the Beis HaMikdosh and threw Klal Yisrael out of Eretz Yisrael, which is the center of Noyam Hoelyo, in Eretz Yisrael, which is this Noyam. V'chol zeh machma shepogmu ha-choivlim es-sani'imim bo'eis shenoflo toich m'kanal. All of this came about as a result of the choivlim being able to mess up the ne'imim when they joined them. V'alkein, just a side note for a moment, Yaakov Avinu is emes, which is the midah of Tiferes, in the midos of Hashem. Tikkun HaBris is Yesoid, the midah of Yesoid. The Zohar HaKodesh says many times, Guf u'Bris chadhu. Tiferes and Yesoid are one. They're both represented by the same letter in Hashem's name. Hashem's name Yudke Vovke. The Yud is Chachma, the He is Bina. Vov is referred to as Tiferes. And Vav is also referred to, Vav is six times Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Yesoid, which is Bigamatri Yosef, Yesoid. These two, the Zohar Kodesh says, Yaakov v'Yosef k'chodoch shivi. Yaakov and Yosef are like one, like the Pasuk says, Eile toildo is Yaakov, Yosef. So these two are very often interchangeable. So if we talk about Emes, Emes is measured by Tikkun HaBris. The person's purity of emes is based on his level of tikkun habris. Because Avram Avinu had a Yishmoel, because Yitzchak Avinu had an Esav, on a certain level, this is billions of levels above us, but on their level, it's considered an imperfection in a sense. Whereas Yaakov Avinu, who generated mito shlema, his emes is the highest emes of all, the most sholem of all. V'alkein, Afal pi sheho ovo yisakdoshim, Avram Yitzchok torchu mo'oid, v'himshichu es hanoyam betikon godoil, v'tiknu gam es ha-choivlim, v'himshichu hoylodo yis kedoshe, shem Yitzchok shenolad mi'Avram, v'yakav mi'Yitzchok. And therefore, even though Avram Avinu and Yitzchok Avinu worked very, very hard to draw this noyam into the world with major tikkunim, and they were zeichet to be mesakein the choivlim, and they brought such holy births into the world, Yitzchok Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, ach afal pikein nesoyeru choivlim pegumim mo'oid mo'oid sheloi hoye efshel esaknamos. However, despite that, there came forth incredibly powerful choivlim that they were not able to be mesakein at that time yet. And this is why, unfortunately, from the Chayvim at that time were generated an Esav and a Yishmoel, the destroyers of the world, Mechablim. Aval Yaakov hoyo mitoso yishlemo, whereas Yaakov Avinu was zeichet to mito shlemo, v'himshich ha-hoylodo shaloi rak al yedei kedushas hanoyam levad. And his noyam, his hoylodois were purely from the kedusha of the noyam. V'chol ha-choivlim sherotzu l'sachayiz boi kulam nistaknu. And any choivlim that tried to attach themselves to the noyam of Yaakov Avinu, got blown away. They were corrected. His noyam was able to be mesakein lechoyvlim, not vice versa. Just like we know the concept, you have a concept of treif falling into kosher. If there's enough, 60 times as much, the treif becomes kosher. So the choyvlim falling into the ne'imim, if the ne'imim are powerful enough, they can nullify the ra, they can purify the choyvlim. Ki begoydel koychoy, tikein kulam aide goydel ho emes shoyaboy. Because Yaakov Inu's great emes was able to be mesakein all the choyvlim at his time. This is why Hashem promised him an Eretz Yisrael without any boundaries. Yaakov Avinu was the one who received Nachla Bali Mitzorim without any constrictions. Because Keneged the Emes, there's nothing that can contain it. There's nothing that can stand up to it. Ki Yaakov b'chinas emes mamshich b'chinas kedushas Eretz Yisrael shu hashpoas hanoyam hu mamshichoy b'li gvul l'sakein kol hachoyvlim sheboilim kanal. Because Yaakov Avinu, with his emes, is able to draw the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, which is this noyam, without any boundaries, in order to be mesakein all the choyvlim of the world. V'alkein, and this is why the Gemara says, Avram kora es hamokoyim ha-beis hamikdosh har. Avram Avinu referred to the site of the Beis Hamikdosh as a mountain. V'yitzchok kroi sode. Yitzchok called it a field. K'moy shomra zahar, as the Gemara says, ki har v'sode humokoyim shlitas ha-choyvlim, she'im b'chinas chayes rois mazike almo she'mokoyim ha-bahar v'sode. Because the mountains and the fields are places where wild animals roam still, non-domesticated animals. And this is why the two Bote Mikdoshos that were Keneged Avram and Keneged Yitzchak Avinu, they weren't able to last permanently. They were Nechrav, because the Chayvelim were able to destroy them. Aval Yaakov Kroi Bayis, whereas Yaakov Avinu referred to that site as Beit Kel. He called it a Bayis. Sheshom Ein Shum Achizo LaChayvelim. In a house, there's no wild animals. The house is in normal houses, obviously. A domesticated place. Kihu zocho lahamshich b'chinas hanoyam b'shleimus at shemesakein kol ha-choyvum kanal. He was zocho to draw this noyam b'shleimus to the point where it was able to be mesakein all the choyvum completely. Ki ikar hashpoas hanoyam hu b'beis hamikdosh. Because now, Rav Nosson Zal tells us, the main place from which this, before we mentioned Gan Eden is one of the places from which this Noyam comes from. Then afterwards we mentioned Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a place of this Noyam. Now Rav Nosson Zal zeroing in, inside Eretz Yisrael, where is the center of this Noyam? Hu bebeis hamikdosh, shehu kedusho hel yoyno shel Eretz Yisrael, which is the highest kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, sheshom birur hahalocha. The Beis Hamikdosh was the place where they were able to bring about the greatest clarity to the Torah Kedoshah. Bechinas Shemanimim Zeba Zeba Aloha. As we said before, Noyam refers to Moichan of Eretz Yisrael, where they come to agreement in Halacha. Kishom Yoshvu Sanhedre Gedoilo Levarer Kol HaHalochos. Because it was in the Beis Hamikdash that you had the Lishkas Hagozes, where the Sanhedrin Agdoila sat, the highest body of Torah, who brought the greatest clarity to the Torah. As the pasuk says in Chumash, that if a person, a yidl, have any kind of doubt or question, what should he do? Vekamto v'oliso el hamokoyim. You'll go to the Eretz Yisrael, to the Beis Hamikdosh, and you'll inquire there. V'ze b'chinas, this is what the pasuk says, achas shoalti meis Hashem oisa avakesh, shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayai, lachsois benoyam Hashem ulevaker beicholim. Beveis Hashem daiko, ki ikar hashpoas hanoyam ubeis Hashem. The main place where this noyam is flowing, this Torah of Shalom, this peace, is from the Beis Hamikdash. Shua Beis Hamikdash. V'ho ikar babayis sheyibone al yidei Yaakov b'mehera v'emeinu. And when we talk about Beis Hamikdash, the most important Beis Hamikdash is going to be the third and final Beis Hamikdash, which is Keneged Yaakov Avinu. She'oz nizkel hashpoas hanoyam b'li kilkul achakach. Then we're going to be zeicher that the noyam is going to flow without any mess up afterwards. It's going to be a permanent flow of noyam. Ki ha-choivlim lo yekalkuloid. The choivlim, the forces of the Sitra Achra, will not be able to destroy ever again. Ki al-yidei b'chinas Yaakov, b'chinas emes, yistakin ha-koil kanal. Because through the concept of Yaakov, you know, emes, everything will get its tikkun. Ki Yaakov hu b'chinas ha-bria ha-tichoin. Yaakov Avinu is called that middle pole, the center, hamavriach min ha-kotze la-kotze, which unites, which makes peace between the two extremes, the two ends. He goes between right and left, he goes up the middle and brings them together. Hainu mikotze ho-elyoin, mitchilas hashpoas hanoyam ho-elyoin, she'enoi pogum klalshom. This refers to Yaakov Avinu uniting the top of the top, the highest place in Shemayim possible, where there is pure chesed, pure right, where there's no machlokes at all, no chayvlim at all, no pigam at all. Vaydezeh hu yochoy lamshichoy atachles k'tzeh hatachtoin. And that's what enables Yaakov Avinu to take that highest light and bring it all the way down to the lowest places. L'sakein kol hachayvlim hapigumim b'yoser. To be able to correct even the most defective chayvlim. Very important question being asked. Don't we know that the Gemara says, Lo Yivri Leila Ela Lashinsa, that the nighttime was created for the study of Torah? Which seems that the nighttime is a time of light, Torah Ur. The answer is, the Zohar HaKadosh, the Arizal, and the Gemara both tell us that there's two sections tonight. There's up to Chatzos, which everybody admits, and everybody has to admit, is a time of his Gabrus HaKlipos. It's a time when Gan Eden shuts down, the Noyam shuts down, the light shuts down, Histalkus HaMoichim. It's a time when a person is supposed to be sleeping. That's first choice. From Chatzos and on, at midnight, begins a second section of night, which was created for learning and davening, where Dovid HaMelech and many of the other very, very great tzaddikim would get up and break the night, break the choshech, and use that second part of the night, which is when the light starts opening up, and thereby be misaking the first half of the night, etc., etc. That's the ultimate. This doesn't mean, obviously, a person's not allowed to learn during the first half. A person must. It means that's the preferred, that's the ultimate. The ultimate Seder HaChaim is if a person follows the path of the Torah, you know. Paragraph of. Vizehu vayifka b'mokoyim. This is why the Torah says by Yaakov Avinu, when he came to the Mokoyim Mikdosh, it says vayifka b'mokoyim. He suddenly got to the place. She'oz tikein tfila sarvis. K'mo shomer hazal. The Gemara tells us that was when it became night suddenly. The sun set very quickly, miraculously. And that's when Yaakov Avinu was misakin the tfila sarvis. Right over there at the Mokoyim Mikdosh. And the Torah says vayikach me'avnei ha'mokoyim. He took a number of stones that he found there and he put them under his head. V'dorshu Razal, the Gemara says there, Shohavonim hoyu merivois zem ze. The stones were arguing with each other. Each one said, Ola yoniach hatzadik es roshe. I want him to put, he belongs, his head belongs on me. I'm the better one. I'm right. I'm closer to Hashem. I deserve. V'nasu kulam even echad, because afterwards the pasuk says vayikach es even asher somer ashoisov. So the Gemara says Hashem made a miracle; all the stones became one stone. Hainu ki avonim heim bechinas hachoivlim bechinas machloikus. We know that avonim are a concept of choivlim machloikus. Shehim bechinas avnei negev, as they're called, these rocks that you stumble on. Ukameshikosuv, v'chiyirivun anoshim, if people get into a fight, v'hiko ish esreyu bo'evan, and one guy will pick up a stone and he'll bop him, he'll give him a zetz. So avonim represent choivlim, machloikis, rock throwing. V'alkein be'emes hoyim rivo izim zekanal. And this is why the Torah says that they were fighting, the rocks were fighting with each other. Because that's what rocks are all about. Aval Yaakov begoidel koichoi, migoidel ho emes shoyoboy, osa beineim sholoim v'naseh v'nechod. Yaakov Avinu, who was the epitome of emes, with his emes he was able to melt them all into one. V'al kein oz tiken tfilas arvis kanal. That's why right over there is when he was misagin the tfil of arvis. V'al kein oz vayidar Yaakov neder. The Torah says he made a vow over there. V'siyem, and at the end of his vow he said, V'ho even hazois asher santi matseva. This rock, this one rock, yihye beis elokim. This is going to be the beis elokim. V'chol asher titen li aser asra nelach. And Hashem, everything you give me, I'll maaser it. I'll give tzedakah. Shenodar neder shehu nidva slave. What was Yaakov Avinu doing there? Vusepis, why suddenly? There was no appeals. Who made an appeal there that he had to offer to give tzedakah? The answer is Yaakov Avinu knew that one of the most important things that's needed to get this noyam flowing and to affect all of these tikkunim is nidva slave. You have to create a keli into which to receive that noyam. That keli is nedivu slave. When a person shows a willingness to give, the kibel alatzmoy mitzvah tzedakah b'shleimus, and Yaakov Avinu accepted upon himself to perform the mitzvah tzedakah b'shleimus. Shlitein meiser mikoil, to give meiser, to give 10% of everything that Hashem would give him. Ki ikra hatikun lahamshich hanoyam hu al yidei tzedakah, because as we learned earlier, the main tikun through which a person is able to receive this, to get this noyam flowing, is he's got to prepare a keli for it. And the keli is created through tzedakah. The Torah says, you will give, even nosanu, you'll give, and Hashem will give you back. So in order to get Hashem to give, you got to make the first move. Hashem says, psach li pesach kebischoi shal machat, ani eftach lecho. Your first move is tzedakah, an act of nedivah slave. Ve'ikar shleimus hatzedakah al yidei Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu represents shleimus hatzedakah, b'chinas, as the pasuk says, mishpot utzedakah be'Yaakov. The Torah says tzedakah be'Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu is the perfection of tzedakah. Ki hu zocho lahamshich hatikun shel hatzedakah betachlis hashleimus. He was zocho to draw this tikkun of tzedakah on the highest level. Ki zocho l'saken kol hachoivlim. He was zocho to correct all the chayvlim. V'zeh b'chinas meiser. This is the concept of meiser. L'saken kol habrio shenivro ba'asoro mamorois. Ay de asoro b'chinas chalkei kovet kanal b'toranal. Rabbein Zal tells us in that chapter in Likutei Moran that Hashem created the world lichvoidoi, for his kovoid. How much kovoid does Hashem have? There's 10 measures of kovoid, and corresponding to that, Hashem made 10 statements of creation. Vayomer elokim yehi or, vayomer this, vayomer that. Each vayomer was a hisgalus of the kovoid of Hashem. As the pasuk says, uvehecholoi kuloi oimer kovoid. The amirois are all the kovoid of Hashem. The asora mamorois are the kovoid of Hashem. They represent 10 levels of kovoid, 10 mamorois. So Rav Nosson says, therefore, meiser, giving meiser, represents making a tikkun for the whole bria, because the bria is 10. As it says in the Torah, because all of this kovoid of Hashem gets a tikkun when a person is zochet to shleimus hatzedakah. V'zeo b'chinas mailas nesinas meiser letzedakah. This is the great chashivus of a Jew giving meiser for charity. L'saken kol chelkei hakovoid shekol be'eser kanal. To be mesaken all facets of kovoid of Hashem, which are summarized by 10. V'ze b'chinas aser a'asrenu loch. Look at the wording that Yaakov Avinu used. Aser a'asrenu loch. His kavon in giving meiser was loch for you, Hashem, not for me, not for my kavod. Hashem, when I give tzedakah, I'm going to give it loch to you. Not, it's going to be purely for your kavod, no other interest. This is also what's merumas in the pasuk when the pasuk says tzedek tzedek tirdoif. A Jew should chase after tzedek. Shekavanoscha b'hatzdoko shetitein yeh leman hatzedek levad kidei l'kayim mitzvas tzdoko kirtzoino yisborach loy b'shvil kvoid asmucho klal. The Torah is warning you that you're giving tzedek, tzedek. You're giving tzedekah, make sure it's tzedekah. And what tzedekah is, kvoid shamayim. So if you're giving tzedekah and your only concern is, what am I going to get out of this? You miss the point. You're missing the ball. Chas v'shalom. Ki lefomim, kishepoigmim bozeh, umiskavnim batzedekah b'shvil kvoid atzmei chas v'shalom, because at times, when a person messes up when it comes to tzedakah, and chas v'shalom, his intentions and his tzedakah is for his own personal kavod, azay yesh koyach lahachoyvlim livgoy mesanimim, then the choyvlim have the power to mess up the neimim, at shegam heim niskalkalim chas v'shalom, to the point where the neimim get messed up, the noyam gets messed up, v'oz uchas v'shalom mekoyim hatzedek shamo horesha. There's a pasuk that says, "Mekoyim atzedek shomar resha, ki achoyvlim bechinas rosho his gabru al haneimim shenim shechwal yidei atzedek dainu yidei atzedaka kanal." Because the choyvlim, which represent resha, are able to be mizgaber on the neimim, which are referred to as this tzedek. V'yalkein hizir hapasuk tzedek tzedek tirdoiv shetechavin batzedaka laman atzedek levat. When you're giving tzedaka, make sure you have your head screwed on right. Make sure you're giving it for the right reason. I'm giving it for the sake of tzedakah, pure tzedakah. That's what I want. V'oz yishoyer hatzedek al mekoyim b'shleimus. Then the tzedek will be strong. It won't be able to be defeated by the choyvlim, by the resha. Ki adarabba, hatzedek yisakein gam hachoyvlim. The tzedek will be able to correct the choyvlim. V'zeo gam kein mechinas tzedek tzedek tirdoif beiz pomim. This is also another reason why it says it twice. Ki gam hachoyvlim nishapchem letzedek kishakavanosai betzdoko be'emes shenoisin tzdoko lamanat tzdoko levad. Because you should know that when you give a dollar to tzdoko, to the right tzdoko, and you give it the right way, you're not giving a dollar, you're giving $2. Because you're being misaking two departments. It's going to noyam and choyvlim. It's correcting both sides. It's like two sides of the coin. The coin has two sides. If a person gives tzdoko the right way, he's misaking two things. The noyam and the choyvlim, bebchinas tzedek tzedek tirdoif, pasoyach tiftach es yodecha. By tzedek it always says it twice. Vezehu leman tichye viorashta es oretz. And this is why the Torah says, why should you chase? Why should you give tzedek? Said you'll live and you'll be zeicha to Yerushas Eretz Yisrael. Kaidezeh zeicha Eretz Yisrael sheshom ikra shpoas hanoyam, because that's how you zeicha to ikra kedushas Eretz Yisrael, which is the noyam. Vezehu leman tichye. Because the main place that a person draws chiyus digdusha from is from this noyam. As the pasuk says, "Toydieni oirach chayim, soiva samochois es panecha neimois." Where does the oirach chayim come from? Where does true life come from? From that neimois, from that noyam huelyon. Neimois b'mincha netzach. V'zehu neimois b'mincha netzach daika. We're talking about a person being zeicha to do an act of tzedakah whereby the noyam will shine permanently, not that it'll shine a little and then the choyvim will be able to crush it. We're talking about building a beis hamikdash that'll be kayom lo'ad, not a beis hamikdash that's temporary and then can be taken down. V'lo yuchlu ha-choyvim l'kalkalei chas v'shalom. V'zeh na'aseh ayidei b'chinas Yaakov. This is accomplished through the mida of Yaakov Avinu, shehu b'chinas emes, shehu b'chinas oyer haponim. Yaakov Avinu emes is referred to as the oyer haponim, the light of the face of Hashem. As the pasuk says, ze b'chinas ze doyer dorshov, mevakshe ponecho, Yaakov selo. Yaakov Avinu is referred to as the union of the ponim. As we said in the previous halacha about Elyanovi, vayiplu al pneihem. Remember we said that pneihem, ponim, was the noyam, and vayiplu referred to the choyvlim, falling into the neimim. Shekol hadoyrois, doyr shemois yisporach. The pasuk says, ze doyr dorshov, mevakshe ponecho Yaakov selah. All the generations are searching for Hashem, are seeking Hashem, umegadlim kvoida yisporach. Ah, this concept of shekol hadoyrois, each time there's a new birth, a new child is being born, a new generation, it's bringing forth this kvoid shamayim. And all of this is coming, this gidol hakovid is coming through the bechina of Yaakov, which is emes, which is oyer haponim. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, eile toildois Yaakov Yosef. Eile toildois Yaakov Yosef. That from Yaakov Avinu comes forth this hoylodo of via this noyam. Yosef HaTzadik, who is the example of this noyam hoelyoin. Yefei toyar vifei mare, as he's called. Vehu zocho leneimus netzach. And Yaakov Avinu is the one who is zocho to this neimus netzach, this eternity, this permanentness. Ki beis hamikdash hashlishi sheibona b'schusoi yiskayim lo'ad. Because the beis hamikdash of Yaakov Avinu, that third one, that's the one that'll be permanent. V'zehu soiva samochai says ponecha. This is why the pasuk says soiva samochai says ponecha. Your face will be filled with simcha. B'chinas Yaakov, b'chinas emes, this oyer haponim. Ne'imois b'mincha netzach k'ayidei goydel ho'emes lo yuchlu ha'choivum l'kalkloi. Because the emes will be so strong, that represents a light which the choivum can't mess up. Rakishur v'yiskayim ha'ne'imus l'netzach. But rather the ne'imus will remain permanently. Interesting to note, there's a very, very famous story in the Zohar Kodesh, one of the fabulous stories, where Reb Eliezer HaGodol, Reb Eliezer ben Hurkanes, was challenged by an Apikoros. The Apikoros came to him, and he said, you and your Torah, all garbage, all... He really spoke out very disrespectfully, and he said, I have three questions for you, and you're not going to be able to answer any of your questions, so you are nothing, and this is not... He wouldn't even... And he shot out his three questions. One of his questions was, if you Jews are the chosen people, how come you're the weaklings, and we're the ones with all the strength? If you Jews are the chosen people, how come you are so limited? You can't eat, you can't do, can't eat this, can't eat that. We can eat everything. If you Jews are the chosen people, how come we're the ones who are victorious, etc., etc.? I'm paraphrasing it. I don't remember exactly. And he said, and I know you don't have an answer yet. The Zohar Kodesh says, Reb Eliezer Godel looked at him, and that was the end of him. He disintegrated. He became a pile of bones. That was the end. Oh, and he also said, if you choose, what about the Beis Hamikdash? It said, there's a pasuk, Godol Yeh Kovod Habayis Has Harishon Min Ha'achroin something, and he also said something against the Beis Hamikdash. We see both Bote Mikdash were destroyed. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that the Talmid of Rabbi Eliezer saw this, they saw this guy blown away, but they felt terrible because they were bothered by some of these questions too. They didn't know the answers. So Rabbi Eliezer said, okay, now we'll answer, now that he's gone, now we can talk. Now we can answer the questions. And he shot out all the answers. And he said that because this Apikoros quoted this pasuk, Sfas Emes Tikoin Lo'ad. It says that the truth will be established permanent forever. Baloney, look at your Beis Hamikdash, it was destroyed. So Rabbi Eliezer answered, note, it says Koinenes Loiksiv. It doesn't say Koinenes, that the truth is established permanently. It says tikoin, it will be established. Lashnosid. We know that there's going to be a first base Hamikdash, a second base Hamikdash, that are not going to be permanent. But Sfas Emes, the one that is Emes, Keneged Yaakov Avinu, the third one, number three, tikoin lo'ad, that one will be permanent. Because Emes, the Gemara says, Kushta Koi, Emes is something that the letters of the word Emes, each one has two legs. Emes is something that stands permanently. Emes represents life. The Gemara says there was a place, a city called Kushta, and the Malach HaMoves couldn't, anyone in that city couldn't die. They couldn't die. They were Emes. Emes is life. In order for somebody to die, they had to leave the city. They left the city, Malach HaMoves was able to get them. That's the smid of Emes. That's Rav Nosson Zal clarified so elaborately in this paragraph. We'll hold it over here for now. Any questions? Is that what Hashem would want for us? It's only because you're not realizing what the coming of Moshiach represents. Coming of Moshiach is the ultimate good. It's the ultimate tikkun. Of course we. We'll be alive still. That's when we're going to first start living. This is make believe. Oh, number one, Rabbeinu Zal says that after Moshiach's coming, there will still be bechira. There will still be an aspect of bechira. Rabbeinu Zal addresses this in Chaim Oran. He mentions that, number one. Number two, each person, according to what they achieved in life till then, that'll give them their portion in the world to come. And in terms of where, and it's infinite. We're talking about a Torah, Hashem is infinite, the Torah is infinite, a mitzvah is infinite. So a person's going to be attached to something that's infinite. Never going to get bored. There's a concept of death. There's a concept of Yerida. Yes, yes, we will experience death, which is a Yerida Litzorech Aliyah. What is death? Def is a Yerida. It's a busha. Person's being embarrassed. He's being ranked out to the ground. He's being put down into the, put him down to the floor. He's going through the busha and kapora of being buried in order to springboard, in order to be able to open doors that there's no way in the world he could have opened without that Yerida, in order to go into a world where there's real life. This is make-believe. What we have here is a joke. It's like glass compared to diamond. That's what it is. The life, what we call life in this world, what we call serving Hashem, is micro compared to the recognition of Hashem that each one of us is going to have then.
Put in the ground, disintegrate, and grow again.
Of course. V'loya moritz chosid. Person has to learn a lot. The Torah describes all facets, the ups and the downs, the positive side and the negative side. You touched a very important point. There is a negative, that each one of us has to feel a pressure now to race and grab mitzvahs, because b'meisim chofshi. When a person dies, he's free. He's free from mitzvahs, chas v'shalom. He doesn't have to say, he's not mitzvah voice anymore. However, Rabbeinu Zalman, Rabbeinu Zalman will explain how even tzaddikim in Gan Eden are able to have aliyas and yiridos. When a person visits the kever of a tzaddik and causes that tzaddik to come down from upstairs, that tzaddik is going through a yirida on his level. And that yirida serves as a springboard to allow him to go to new heights that he couldn't have gotten to without that yirida. That's one example of it.